It started busy, as we'd have expected. So far, year to date, we've had about 85 referrals into service. So that's quite high, but it is on a par with previous years. So we haven't seen the big spikes of 2024, but we've actually seen that just that consistent and having come off the back of a busier December than we've been used to. It's quite interesting, and like I say, February is become busier than we'd anticipated as well.
Do you think speaking out around the time, I think it was just before Christmas as well, doing that slight media campaign, there was a bit more influx of people, a bit more awareness raised?
I think it is just that general awareness. I think people are realizing there's support there for you and reaching out, and us obviously just putting those messages out at those key times is essential. You know, we'll probably be doing something similar around the World Cup time just to ensure that people know that there is support available, because we do know that incidents of domestic abuse do increase in those sort of higher profile sporting events.
You said it was on par with previous years. Was there any increase, any new trends that you noticed at all?
No, not this year. No, it's been very similar, similar sort of breakdown of figures, you know, around 50% of domestic abuse, and then the other figures are of a similar vein. So it does all, we are still seeing the majority of our cases are for domestic abuse, but we've also seen an increase in self-referrals into the service, which is great, because obviously that messaging is getting out there. Obviously, our statutory partners are doing their job as well by asking people, do you want a referral? They might not want the referral directly from the agency, but our information has been given to them, so they're able to access us easier.
And we're a few weeks on now, but recently you held your annual Dress in Yellow Day. Tell us all about that campaign and how it went this year.
Oh, it was really good. It has been a really good success. We had lots of businesses and organisations involved, and our running total so far is just over £5,300 raised, which is great. But that's a kind of a byproduct of running that day. It's to raise awareness, getting people to actually think about the issues. Obviously, it focuses on sexual violence and sexual abuse, but actually, we know that those form part of domestic violence and abuse. So, yeah, a great campaign. It's really raised people's awareness around what we're actually doing.
Fundraising is a big aspect for victim support as well. What other events, fundraising campaigns have you got going on this year?
So we've literally this week just launched our next event, which is our bingo and disco night, which is taking place on the 25th of April. It's a fun night. It's just a lot of fun. I may be doing the bingo calling, which is interesting. another skill. But it's fun, and again, it just helps, you know, us to reach people who don't really know who victim support are and what we do, and it gives us those opportunities to have those conversations. We don't talk a lot in the night about our work. You know, you're not going to get a PowerPoint presentation, but it's just raising that awareness about, you know, are we going to reach one person that actually wouldn't have known about us through those sort of events? And then obviously we have, through the Domestic Abuse Forum, we're looking to hold another conference in June time, which we will be focusing predominantly on coercive control and in all its guises. And we will be hopefully looking at elder abuse, financial abuse as well as part of that day. So that's going to be like a multi-agency approach to that, and to highlight obviously all the work that each of us are doing separately, but actually joined up as well.
You're saying it could be sometime around the summer as well. World Cup, you mentioned, why is it so important to have a campaign focused around the World Cup and any kind of sporting event, I suppose?
Obviously, we know that incidents of domestic abuse do get heightened, people's emotions get heightened, people consume more alcohol, and whilst we say that alcohol isn't a cause of domestic abuse, it can actually heighten frequency. So it's really important that people just know that there's support out there during these times, and that it's not okay, you know, to just because your team's losing doesn't mean that you can go and, you know, have an argument at home that turns physical or abusive.
And your last, you mentioned the forums conference. The last one was 2024, I believe you said. Was that the inaugural conference that time?
No, Victim Support held one previously. I think it was around 2018. But this was a 2-day conference this time, and obviously we'd had the one day on victim support because we celebrated our 25th anniversary, but the other day was domestic abuse, and we saw a big spike in our figures post that that conference, and it was a really useful day in terms of raising that awareness. So we're hoping for a repeat in terms of greater awareness around it, obviously. Getting more referrals means there's less people struggling and feeling isolated. And obviously we can provide that support, whether it's ourselves or signposting to another agency to ensure that person's supported and cared for, then it's doing its job.
You were saying, if you can tell me, there's going to be a focus on patterns of male behaviour, is that right?
So we're looking, as part of the Domestic Abuse Forum, to look at doing an awareness campaign later in the year, probably off the back of the conference. There's been a similar campaign run in Northern Ireland called Power to Change, and it's looking at how do we change predominantly male behaviours around their views on women and, you know, misogyny. So we're just looking at how we make that happen. So we're going to link in with Northern Ireland and just see how successful that campaign's been, and then try and introduce it here, because there's no point addressing the after effects if we're not trying to address the behaviours that lead to that behaviour. And all, whilst it will be potentially focused on male perpetration, obviously it's raising awareness around those behaviours of women who may be perpetrators against men or against a partner.
Yeah, you're saying it's about 10%, is it, male victims come to the charity for help?
Yeah, so that's for domestic abuse. We have about 10% of our domestic abuse clients are male, and about 25% across our services are male. So, you know, there is a need there, and I think we have to make sure that we're addressing all. We are open to everyone. So whilst people tend to think of violence against women and girls, yes, that is a big issue, but actually we are seeing those cases, and we want men to feel comfortable coming to the service to seek the support that they need. It's just to reassure people. We do get people who are very nervous about coming to victim support, and we want to reassure people that it's strictly confidential. You don't have to reported a crime to the police in order to seek our support. We can help with that process, and if you've got any doubts at all, give us a call and we can give you some reassurance over the phone in the first instance, or set up an appointment for you to come in and speak to one of the team.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.